Early July 1947, something happened northwest of Roswell, and it ended up being announced as a flying saucer that was gathered up by the military here in Roswell. And the story was kept quiet for more than 30 years, till Stanton Friedman, a leading UFO researcher, came across the story and started checking with witnesses and people that might have been involved. That led to coming to Roswell to interview Walter Haught, who was, in 1947, the public information officer for the Roswell Army Airfield. And he is the one that it put out the first press release saying, basically, we have in our possession a flying saucer. Stanton had gathered up all of these people. The first book was written in early 1980, and the world, the media, the world, people all started wanting information on Roswell incident. So in 1990, Walter Haught came up with the idea of a home for information on the Roswell incident, a place where people, especially ones that were still living in Roswell, could bring information, come in and say, yes, we were on the base, we knew what happened, whatever. So he got together with another local gentleman, Glenn Dennis, who was also involved in 1947. He was a mortician and had been contacted by the military for youth-sized caskets and embalming procedures for bodies exposed to the elements. He also had a friend who was a witness to an alleged examination of alien bodies at the base. The two of them started looking for a home for information, and they got together with a local real estate developer. The first home of the museum was on the sixth floor of a local bank building. We had three offices, and very quickly they started putting the corporation together. We were incorporated as a 501c3 nonprofit educational organization in 1991 and opened to visitors in the fall of 1992 in those three offices. Quickly, people started coming. We had about 1,500 people that year, and from then we outgrew those offices quickly. We moved into a storefront a block south of that bank building, and things started just rolling. People coming from all over the world. We now average 150,000 people a year. We are this is our third location and hopefully final location in an old movie theater that was built in 1941, so we kind of fit with the era, and we just continue to provide information. We don't try to convince anybody one way or the other. We want people to kind of walk out going, maybe. If you don't believe, I always tell people, crop circles are pretty pictures. If you do believe and have questions, we have a research library that is very, very extensive and can show you the positive, the negative, the counter culture on UFOs, people that don't believe. We carry all kinds of information, not only on the Roswell incident, UFO phenomena in general, and space as well, because when you talk about UFOs and aliens, you've got to include space. We have a nice large display on the Roswell incident. Then we talk about abductions and crop circles and ancient cultures, and we have an area for Hollywood's take on UFOs. So we're now in our 21st year of existence, and people are still curious. We have people that come, again, from all over the world that are curious. Some come for 2 or 3 weeks to do research. We have media all the time, and it's a lot of fun, but we take what we do seriously.